Wake Up Crew WGNS。This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to Wednesday, June 18th, 2025, episode 1681. It's hump day, and 16 days until the 4th of July. And tomorrow is Juneteenth, and some of the federal buildings, most all the federal buildings, will be closed tomorrow. So get your business done if you need to.
Good morning, Ange.
Hello, Goober.
Well, golly.
No, that's Gomer.
Oh.
Goobers.
Oh.
Can't see anybody doing it. What's that, Andy? Okay. Dalton, Brian, and yes. John here with you this morning. And Monday we had a salute to Brian Wilson. Yesterday was Taco Tuesday. Today, I'm going to try to cover some important news events.
Ooh, should I get the big news sounder out?
I think so. Get the big news sounder out.
Here's the big news with John.
Not too loud. The baby's trying to sleep. Okay, there you go.
Got to whisper.
All right. I'm going to give you a little time to research. We're going to talk about the TSSAA and their rule, some of the things that are changing.
Okay? Big changes, yeah.
And I know you've got a lot of that information. I read here Larry Bird, you know, the former NBA great. He said that the guys are getting so efficient in hitting threes that he's thinking that the NBA may move back the three-point line even further.
Wow, really?
Yes. That it's become such a part of the game, they don't look inside anymore. And it's just everybody shooting threes. So that's what he says. The Grammy Awards. They're going to award Grammys now for album covers. If your album cover...
I saw that.
Yeah. And Dalton, I think that's kind of strange. That's something they probably should have done 50 years ago, don't you think, when albums were
Maybe.
Big?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I think album...
They still have covers.
Album
I understand
art is still,
that.
Yeah, and it's still, I would say, just as big of a deal. Because if you're listening to music in your car, it's displayed. If you're listening to music on your phone, it's displayed. You still see the album art. I would say it's just as important as it's ever been. It feels weird to win a Grammy for, because I don't think it says much about your musical ability what your album art looks like.
Yeah, I guess they're just kind of putting it in a special category to recognize those people, you know. But... And where do you do that? Where would you recognize it any other place, I guess, but the Grammys?
I mean, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I guess it is. It's the Grammys. But I love album art. Like, it's one of my things that I'm passionate. Like, a good album needs a really good album cover.
What would you say is the most famous album cover? I mean, that you know about? I'm thinking the Beatles walking across... Abbey Road, you know, the Abbey Road album.
The Beatles have several real famous album covers.
Have you ever heard Paul tell that story? That they were going to do that somewhere else?
It was going to be Everest.
Yeah.
To advertise Everest cigarettes.
Yeah. And they were going to go and fly out there and all this stuff. Uh-huh. And then they said, why don't we just go walk across the street and make it a lot easier? They ran out of time, I think.
Abbey Road is voted the most iconic album cover of all time by Record of the Day. This is a list from Billboard of the best of all time. I'm going to scroll all the way down to number one so we can see what it votes, because it's 100 of them. So let's pull that down and see. It's taken me longer to scroll than I wanted to. Velvet Underground.
Yeah, okay.
The banana, the Andy Warhol.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They have Abbey Road as number two on their list. Horses by Patti Smith at number three.
Oh, really?
A picture of her. Ready to Die by Notorious B.I.G. That's the baby on the white background.
Is Sergeant Pepper's in there anywhere?
I haven't seen it yet. Led Zeppelin, their debut album. Yes. Number five. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm surprised none of us mentioned this. Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd.
Yes, yes.
It's a very famous album cover. She's So Unusual by Cyndi Lauper came in at number seven.
Wow.
She's in that pink dress in front of a blue building.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley in 1956, the Elvis Presley album. That's the one that's got the pink and the green text.
Mm-hmm.
Is on there. Straight Outta Compton at number 10. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band at number 11.
There's a lot to absorb in that album cover.
Yes.
There's a lot of celebrity people in that as well.
Nevermind by Nirvana is another super famous album cover. You see that a lot.
It's just amazing. But anyway, the Grammys are having that. Guess what we're going to have? We're going to get a Grammy for the weather because it's coming up next. It's 6:17 here on The Crew.
Showers and thunderstorms remain likely for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to around 72 and it will be breezy. Still breezy into Wednesday with areas of showers and storms. Partly sunny, we top out around 90. Showers and storms likely again for Wednesday night, falling back to around 71 with partly cloudy skies. For Juneteenth, we continue with showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 85 and breezy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll on News Radio WGNS.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
Shop, save, and donate to the Habitat Restore.
And yes, we are open to the public.
And we keep 560 tons of materials out of the landfill. So be sure to donate your items to the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Play an old guitar, dining half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is getting underway at Florida. The Panthers lead Edmonton 3-2. A Game 7 of the series would be Friday at Edmonton. The Olympic hockey schedule was released for next February in Italy. It'll be the first Winter Games with NHL players since 2014. There will be 12 teams. NBA Finals Game 6 will be Thursday at Indiana. Oklahoma City leads the series 3-2. Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton reportedly has a strained calf. He shot over for 6 from the floor in last night's loss, playing 34 minutes. 6 WNBA games tonight at College Baseball's World Series. UCLA against Arkansas in an elimination game. Louisville did eliminate Oregon State 7-6 with a run in the bottom of the ninth. They're underway in the major leagues at Atlanta after an hour's rain delay at the start. The Braves are hosting the New York Mets, who are 45-27.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on the Wake Up Crew, and we're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric, as we are every day. You can manage your power with the MyMT app, track energy, pay bills, and more. MTE serving our community since 1936. They also offer, MTE offers tools and tips to help members manage energy use and learn more about electric vehicles. Explore more at MTE.com.
And?
I'm just hanging out, man.
What?
I'm just hanging out. Enjoying the show.
What's wild is his hand is right in front of the camera.
I don't really understand. Like, I thought I'd done like something wrong.
No.
I know I read kind of two little MTE live reads.
That's perfect. Okay. I like that.
Okay. All right.
I thought I was doing something wrong, so I came in with like,
He's never this relaxed. Are you on something? What's the problem?
Energy drinks.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I found one
that relaxes you. I think that
they say don't go out in the sun too much with energy drinks.
You know, I saw a video of a kid who had so much, his like kidneys had 18,000 of something in it, and it was due to caffeine, and he had a seizure riding a horse out and hot stuff.
I mean, there's no measurement stick to that. You know, they don't really.
No, it's my double shot from double shot mocha from Dutch Brothers. That's what I had this morning.
I always think of, you know what I think about Dutch Brothers? I always think about painting, paint stores. I don't know why I do. Why do I do that?
Well, there's a Dutch Brothers paint.
Okay, that's it. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Does your coffee doesn't taste like paint, though, does it?
No, it tastes like good old coffee.
Randy Weiler, or Wheeler. Which one is it?
It is Weiler, John.
Okay, thank you. Randy Weiler is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for helping with a task that only he could tackle, and he did it very fast, or did it quickly. Randy Weiler will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Today's Good Neighbor of the Day. If you'd like to send in a Good Neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor. Two of the best and easy ways to get in Good Neighbors to us here at WGNS. Also, let me remind you, the birthday club lines are wide open. Text, call, let us know who's celebrating. We do need a phone number now, so if you want them in the running for the banana pudding from Slick Pig, phone number please, 615-893-1450.
Well, today is a holiday that I think half the people are going to love and half the people aren't. It is International Sushi Day. It's the day to celebrate sushi.
It's got to be cooked for me, though.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't like the raw
fish.
Most
of it is. It's very rare that you actually find sushi that's raw.
Yeah.
So.
The ones with the little shrimps in them?
I don't trust them.
Well, most of it's like imitation crab meat. So
yeah.
It's not
okay.
Real.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. You know. Wow.
And cream cheese and stuff like that.
Our song of the day today is from Anthony Perkins. This reached number 24 called Moonlight Swim.
Let's go on a moonlight swim. Far away from the crowd, all alone upon the beach. Our lips
624.
And our arms close within each other's reach.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A second suspect in a shooting that left a baby grazed by a bullet has been taken into custody in Clarksville. The shooting happened in Spring Hill around 1 o'clock in the morning at the Harvest Point subdivision on June the 6th. Spring Hill police say a person was outside on the street when a sedan drove up next to them. The occupants of the sedan allegedly exchanged gunfire with the person, and at least one of those 15 rounds hit a 22-month-old sleeping girl. An 18-year-old and a 17-year-old have been arrested in the case. A Grundy County man has been arrested for allegedly attempting to meet a child following explicit online chats, police say. The Grundy County Sheriff's Office says 48-year-old Johnny McNeil used a false name to engage in, quote, explicit conversations with undercover detectives who were posing as a child on an encrypted messaging app. McNeil allegedly planned to meet with the child in Tracy City. He was met instead by authorities who placed him under arrest. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent.
To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
New restrictions could be on the way for those party buses and open-air entertainment vehicles you see around downtown Nashville. According to WZTV, some of the changes include those party vehicles are banned from operating within one block of schools, daycares, healthcare facilities, and places of worship. Quiet zone rules would apply to the Music City Center and the Country Music Hall of Fame. And if those party vehicles must drive through those areas, they're required to remain completely silent. Metro Nashville Transportation and Licensing Committee approved the new regulations in committee. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour of 6 o'clock. Be careful out there. Drive safely, as always. Watch out for those cars. That's right. You don't want to have an accident. Our good neighbor events are coming up after Rewind this morning. And it's another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic coming up in just a few minutes. And we were talking about album covers, and we kind of got into it, and I kind of jumped out of it a little quick. But you've got the top, I guess, 100, but we've read several of the top. And
yeah, we've read the top 14.
Many of them are much more familiar, Dalton, than I thought, really.
Yes. Yes, and some very popular ones, some newer ones on the list, too. We haven't read a ton of those, but at number 15, To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar makes the list.
That's rather recent. I mean, that's not...
2015, 10 years ago or so. The Clash, London Calling from 1979.
I saw in the article, London Calling.
And that one's... based on the Elvis album cover that made it earlier up on the list. The black and white with the pink and green text. Santana, Abraxas, 1970. That's a very hectic album cover if you've seen that one. British Steel by Judas Priest comes in at number 18 on the list. Rio by Duran Duran is next from 1970 or 1982. That's on the list there. Bob Marley and the Wailers. Rastaman Vibration, 1976. The Ramones, their debut album, Black and White Picture, Standing Against the Brick Wall. The Rolling Stones, Sticky Fingers, 1971, very popular. David Bowie, Aladdin Sane, 1973, made the list there. And then, let's see, Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. That's another good one, iconic album cover there.
It's funny that... a lot of those were 1970s, weren't they? I mean, a lot of 1970 album covers. That's kind of unusual.
And this is based on this article here. It's from Billboard. It's based on recognizability. Like, you see it, you know what songs are on it, you know what album it is, that kind of thing. Because there are a lot of good ones that just aren't iconic.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, a lot of them were simpler. Like in the 60s, you know, to have a picture of the band or whatever. And it wasn't a lot to do with it. It became much more... I guess really with the Beatles and some of them, that where it became much more innovative, I guess.
Especially you go back pre-Beatles, you go back 50s, 60s, early 60s, that kind of thing. It's all just pictures of the band.
Uh-huh.
That's an album cover. That's all you really get, or a picture of the singer.
They put a lot more hidden meanings in some of those too, you know.
Right. They put a little emphasis. Got artists to start making them, that kind of thing.
Well, let's wake the board operator up, and let's do Today in History. Thank you very much, Dalton. This is Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
You know, Dalton, I was surprised. We got several of those albums. I mean, we thought of them. We thought of, you know, what would be in the top 15 anyway. In 1873, Susan B. Anthony's fined $100 for voting for U.S. president. Couldn't do that back then.
And then she found herself on a coin.
Yep. For doing things like that.
Uh-huh.
1898, the first amusement pier opens in Atlantic City. 1928, American aviator Amelia Earhart becomes the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Wow. 1969, The Wild Bunch, directed by Sam Peckinpah and starring William Holden and Ernest Borgnine, is released. that also starred Clint Walker, who plays Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, yeah. Cheyenne.
1981, the AIDS epidemic is formally recognized by medical professionals in San Francisco, California. In 1986, Don Sutton becomes the 19th pitcher to win 300 games.
That's quite crazy.
Yeah, you were looking at me like I needed to add something there.
No, no. Okay. Don Sutton, Braves, former Braves broadcaster.
Yeah, passed away, a couple of years ago, I guess?
Yeah. I think they named the broadcast booth after him.
Boy, those were good times. Remember those? Don Sutton, Pete Van Wieren, Ernie Johnson, Skip Carey.
Well, I was post-Ernie, so it was Skip and Joe and Don for the most part.
They were good, that's for sure.
I'll always remember Skip Carey's, you know, here comes Bream.
You know my favorite Skip Carey call? Otis Nixon robbing Andy Van Slyke of the Pittsburgh Pirates of a home run where he jumped up on the wall and grabbed it like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he goes, he caught the ball. He caught the ball. I mean, that's the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Probably,
you get a chance to look at it. Otis Nixon, he looked like Spider-Man climbing that wall.
The wall.
Yeah. And 1991, this brings back memories, Brian. Everything I do it for you, a single released by Bryan Adams.
Everything I do.
I think, isn't that from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Probably so.
I believe it was. The greatest non-actor Robin Hood ever. I love Kevin Costner, too. I really do, but not in that one. And finally, in 2001, the Fast and the Furious film, directed by Rob Cohen, starring Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, and Michelle Rodriguez, premieres. And 24 years later, it's Fast and Furious 83, or whatever it is.
They're still making them.
They're still making them. Rewind's coming up next, 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. June 17th, 1972. The Rolling Stones began a four-week run at the top of the album chart with Exile on Main Street. This date in 1976, the release of Ex-Offender, the debut single from Blondie. June 17th, 1983.
I ask you to kill the Superman.
The nationwide release of the superhero sequel.
And you're telling me you couldn't even do that one simple thing.
Superman 3.
I hope you don't expect me to save you, because I don't do that anymore.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Showers and thunderstorms remain likely for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to around 72 and it will be breezy. Still breezy into Wednesday with areas of showers and storms. Partly sunny, we top out around 90. Showers and storms likely again for Wednesday night, falling back to around 71 with partly cloudy skies. For Juneteenth, we continue with showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 85 and breezy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll on News Radio WGNS.
Good afternoon. Just about through with this rank southbound Briley Parkway at Centennial Boulevard. It's still a mess trying to get south of Nashville down through Murray County into Marshall County. We had some wrecks down through there earlier on 65 going southbound. Again, that's still just limping along down through Murray County on 65 around the 35-mile marker. Extra time south of Nashville. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure, it's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. You heard us talking with Cliff Sharp that the new Spring House is now open at Greenhouse Ministries, and that means they need some more volunteers. If you're interested, head over to the volunteer orientation every Thursday morning at 10 at Greenhouse Ministries. Put this on your calendar. The Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue's Teen Fire Academy is June 25th through 27th. So get with Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue to sign up for their Teen Fire Academy. It's for area youth ages 13 to 17. There is a $25 registration fee. Maybe you're being challenged by a new smartphone. Head over to a branch of the Rutherford County Library System. There's someone there who'll help you, and it's free. That's any of the branches of the Rutherford County Library System. And at their tech center, they're offering free computer classes. There's a free grief support group every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Senior Center. And the center is located at 325 St. Clair Street. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
All right, it's time for the dad joke. Daryl Rigsby's final joke for this, he's been going on for like 6 days now, I think.
I think you said you had four.
Well,
or
I had six.
Six.
Yeah,
six,
well, this is right. The sixth one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we've had the debate. I'm going to stay out of it totally. Here is the joke. Are you ready?
Ready.
He's got a high average, though, really. He's got like a 4-point something, even with the 2 or whatever that happened yesterday. Okay. What do you call a hippie's wife?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Mississippi?
Ah, that's a good one.
Okay, so rate it. I know you're laughing. So.
Oh, it's perfect. I mean, it's great. It's
five. As high as you can go.
As high as I can go.
Dalton?
I give it a 4. It's pretty good.
Oh, whoa. You know, and I really thought that was the worst of all of them. Really? Yeah.
See, I thought that was the best one he's told in his list. That was the best one.
Well, good for him. He ended a hero. A big 4 and a 5. All right.
He's always my hero.
641.
News brief. President Trump is considering whether to get the U.S. directly militarily involved in support of Israel in its war with Iran. From the White House, CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Should the president decide to follow through, there are indications he does not have full agreement among his closest advisors.
A 3-judge appeals court panel today heard arguments in a lawsuit challenging President Trump's authority to deploy members of the National Guard to Los Angeles. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The panel certainly seemed inclined
to give enormous discretion to President Trump in deciding to call out the National Guard.
Masked ICE agents handcuffed New York City's elected controller and Democratic candidate for mayor Brad Lander at a federal immigration court in Lower Manhattan. They said he assaulted law enforcement officers.
I did not come today expecting to get arrested.
The charges were quickly dropped. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
As Independence Day nears, cities across Rutherford County, including Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne, are reinforcing local fireworks laws to ensure a safe celebration. Murfreesboro Fire Marshal Brian Lowe reminds residents that fireworks may only be discharged on July 3rd and 4th between 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. Similar regulations apply in Smyrna, where fireworks are allowed from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on those same days. Discharging fireworks on public property is strictly prohibited, and violators could face fines. Firework sales in the cities are also tightly regulated, requiring state permits and adherence to storage guidelines set by the Tennessee State Fire Marshal. For those looking for a safe and festive option, Murfreesboro's Celebration Under the Stars at the Fountains at Gateway kicks off at 4:30 p.m. on July 4th, with fireworks at 9 p.m. Smyrna will host its event on July 3rd at Lee Victory Recreation Park, and Laverne's Celebration starts at 6 p.m. on July 4th at Veterans Memorial Park. Meanwhile, in Laverne, a recent high-speed chase on Jefferson Pike ended in the arrest of two individuals. The pursuit began when canine officer Fesmir attempted a traffic stop, prompting the male driver to flee into nearby woods. A woman connected to the vehicle was arrested after providing false information and found with Schedule 3 drug and contraband. The male suspect was later located and taken into custody at a residence facing multiple charges, including felony evading and driving on a revoked license. Laverne police commended officers for their swift response and urged residents to continue reporting suspicious activity. That's all for now. For more local news, check out our website. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS Radio, part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSRadio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
I had 5 drunk driving charges in the last 6 years of my drinking, and I drank for over 55 years. My probation officer threatened me with a year in jail. So the next day I went to my first AA meeting. I had tried many times in my life to quit drinking, but always went back to even heavier drinking. For me, the AA program has been the easier, softer way to stop drinking. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
We're at Adam's Place talking with John Hood. What advice do you have for someone considering a move?
Well, I would encourage them to check out Adam's Place. Come and personally see the facilities, talk to the personnel, and get a true feel of Adam's Place.
I'm Terry Deal, Rutherford County's premier retirement community with all 5 levels of care. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Franklin's Print Works is more than a print shop. They're a proud part of Rutherford County.
It is a focus of ours to be involved in the community. We partner with folks like the Journey Home, and the Center for the Arts, and all these places that help make our community better, and we're proud to do that.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Print Works, supporting local businesses, schools, nonprofits with high-quality printing, banners, signs, direct mail, and more.
We love to do stuff for the churches, for schools, for nonprofits.
Franklin's Print Works, trusted by the community.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date. Because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Woo-woo! Barrett.
As promised to you, guys, at 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, some TSSAA news, and Brian is the man on that because he's the sports director here at WGNS.
Oh, really?
Yeah, didn't you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, you're the sports director.
Wow.
Dalton, if you want to, you can take a little coffee break or whatever. Come back.
Oh, that's good. I already was.
All right.
I heard this in one of Dalton's newscasts last week.
Oh, so Dalton knows about it. Okay, well, yeah, we'll add him too.
I did put the story together, but TSSAA Spring Fling has been going on for 32 years. This last season was the 32nd year. And starting next year, it's going to be a two-week event. And some of the activities are going to be held in different locations. Now, that is a first in the 32 years of Spring Fling, itself, not of the spring sports. They used to do the spring sports like softball and baseball. They used to do them individually, kind of like they do the other sports, you know. But it was the former executive director, Ronnie Carter, who had this idea presented to him by Dean Hayes, former MTSU track and field coach, longtime coach. I think it was the OVC back in the day that they did all of their spring sports in one city and at the same time to give it some, you know,
a bump.
Yeah. And it worked. And this model has worked for the TSSAA for this many years. But so they're going to have 2 weeks, the 12th through the 16th, and then the 19th through the 22nd.
Is some of that due to manpower, maybe?
Maybe.
A little bit?
I do know that other locations have definitely wanted to have some of the Spring Fling action. Murfreesboro was able to handle it. One of the things that they did this last year, this right before they made this change, they also sanctioned girls flag football as a sport, and it would be in the spring. So that added yet another. And
finding places for one city to do it. My point is you can't keep adding things and not expect that to be a problem eventually for locations.
And it's not only flag football, but it's lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so they're trying to have a meeting to discuss that. So the first week they're going to do girls and boys tennis, girls flag football. That'll be in Murfreesboro at the indoor soccer place. Tennis is going to be in Chattanooga. Lacrosse, they're going to decide later. Knoxville is going to have the pentathlon and decathlon. And the next week they're going to host track and field. So they're separating all the track and field events too, over 2 weeks, all in Knoxville. I don't think the people in Memphis are necessarily too happy about having to drive all the way to Knoxville for that, or Chattanooga.
I was thinking more like, even Chattanooga.
Yeah. Baseball, softball, and boys soccer will remain in Murfreesboro, and it will remain that second week, the 19th through the 22nd. So baseball, softball, boys soccer. So it really doesn't affect the sports that we broadcast. But definitely a huge change, and this is going to be for 26 and 27. So both season or both years, and I guess they'll reevaluate at that time. But maybe done are the days of being able to have it all together at one time.
Dalton, you'll have that on your news roundup, right? Rutherford Roundup?
I did last week.
Okay. So you can go. What I'm saying is, this is to get you to push your the news.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You can find that on our website, wgnsradio.com/Rutherford Roundup.
All right. Time to celebrate some birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
You're on top of your game this week.
Thanks.
Yeah. George Mallory, an English mountain climber, was born in 1886. Jeanette MacDonald, 1903, American actress and singer, born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In 1913, Sammy Cohen, American lyricist, wrote Three Coins in a Fountain, High Hopes, and Call Me Irresponsible.
Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
Cause he's got, everybody sing,
high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got my apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're
now getting back serious again. In 1939, Lou Brock, American Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder, he died in 2020. 1942, Paul McCartney, English musician and member of the Beatles and Wings, and we happen to have Paul McCartney live here in our studios this morning. Paul.
Well, John, it's me, it's Paul, I'm Paul McCartney, I'm one of the Beatles. In fact, I'm the Beatle, I'm the Beatles fan.
I thought he had passed away already.
Paul McCartney? Hey, and is it true you didn't get along with John Lennon? I'm just kidding. We're not going to go there. In 1952.
I don't want you to eat meat on Mondays. Meatfreemondays.com.
Isabella Rossellini, Italian actress and model. She was the daughter of Ingrid Bergman. And finally, here's a good old boy, 1976. Blake Shelton, American country singer, born in Ada, Oklahoma.
She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses.
And we'll talk to Blake while she's singing. We'll do her birthdays. Eric Smith, Regina Brewer, Debbie Woodard, Debbie Crumley, Lee McKenzie Tidwell, Marilyn Patterson, Roy Hudson, Troy Bond. Many more can still sign up.
Yes.
Yes, and we need them. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. Banana pudding surprise. Get them in now.
Weather's coming up next. 6:55 on the crew.
Showers and thunderstorms remain likely for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to around 72 and it will be breezy. Still breezy into Wednesday with areas of showers and storms. Partly sunny, we top out around 90. Showers and storms likely again for Wednesday night, falling back to around 71 with partly cloudy skies. For Juneteenth, we continue with showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 85 and breezy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll on News Radio WGNS.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
Good afternoon. Just about through with this wreck southbound Briley Parkway at Centennial Boulevard. It's still a mess trying to get south of Nashville down through Murray County and DeMar. Marshall County, we had some wrecks down through there earlier on 65 going southbound. Again, that's still just limping along down through Murray County on 65 around the 35 mile marker, extra time south of Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm the Restore Director down here at the Habitat Restore. Come on over and save here at the Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the Assistant Manager here at the Restore. And some of the things that I'm impressed with are the great savings that we have with donated furniture, low-cost rugs that we have hanging, and cabinet doors. So if you're interested in doing projects around the home.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to be.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Orlando Bloom's had some pretty good roles, Pirates of the Caribbean, the Lord of the Rings movies, but nothing like this.
Sort of going undercover.
Deep Cover, to be exact. Now streaming on Prime Video with Bryce Dallas Howard and Nick Mohammed, Orlando told me he crafted his character after a certain 90s rock star.
The greatest swag bag that I grew up with was like Liam and as the front man for Oasis. And in fact, that kind of informed the whole character for me.
So that must have gotten a little rough around the edges.
I mean, look, Liam's a fun idea in my mind to play, and I'm not sure, you know, what it's like on the inside of anyone's brain, but right. On the outside, it's a really fun thing to play with.
Who is this guy?
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We've got news coming up next, and hour number two with Brian will be back. And Dalton and I will also be with him. Randy Weiler's today's Good Neighbor of the Day for helping with a task that only he could tackle, and he did it really quickly. Randy Weiler will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS, located at 117 South Academy. That's Ryan Flowers and Coffee and Gifts.
And the Good Neighbor of the Day is brought to you by listeners like you. Get them into us. We need more names for that. 615-893-1450. You can call or text that phone number, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. You can head there as well to get those in. Very similar process for birthdays. 615-893-1450. Call or text those in. WGNSradio.com/birthdays for that. And we're going to give away some banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
And we'll be back with more here on the Wake Up Crew. Our time is 7 o'clock. CBS News is right around the corner.
Woo-hoo!
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Mounting pressure on Iran.
It does look increasingly likely the United States will strike.
A TikTok reprieve.
Pushing these deadlines out underscores how tricky this situation is.
Hockey heaven.
The Florida Panthers with their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump has called for Iran's unconditional surrender. And sources tell CBS News he is thinking about ordering U.S. forces to attack the country's nuclear facilities. CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe says the president met with his national security team.
The president's main focus in that meeting, whether the U.S. should join Israel in striking Iranian nuclear sites, according to multiple sources. Doing so would appear to go against Trump's longstanding vow not to engage the U.S. in new foreign wars. But joining the attacks would help fulfill his goal of ensuring Iran cannot develop a nuclear weapon. Now, one U.S. military option would be to help Israel destroy the Fordow nuclear enrichment site, built deep inside a mountain about 60 miles southwest of Tehran.
Iran's supreme leader warned today of irreparable damage damage if the United States intervenes. From Tel Aviv, CBS's Deborah Pata reports Israeli warplanes attack more targets in Iran.
This is an unprecedented aerial war fought across hundreds of miles. Overnight, a barrage of Israeli missiles streaked across the skies of Tehran, taken out by Iran's air defense system. Iran retaliated with another wave of its own missiles. Sirens blared here in Israel, warning they were on the way, then intercepted in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and the occupied West Bank.
The family of former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman blames her weekend murder on politics. CBS's Lily Luciano spoke with her parents and brother.
We knew that they had been shot. We couldn't find out where they were. We chased around to hospitals trying to find them.
We looked at each other and realized the reason they weren't in the hospital is because they weren't alive.
The police got their man, but we didn't get my sister back. My mom didn't get her baby back. And it just hurts.
It's unfixable, but she has a legacy. It's warming and reaffirming to hear the wonderful things that people say. But, you know, it will never be the same.
How would you like people to honor your sister?
I was very appreciative when I went down to the Capitol and saw all the flowers that people had brought. I just remember how she was willing to work with others to compromise.
How would you like to see this moment and perhaps the ultimate sacrifice that your daughter and son-in-law and brother-in-law made change this country?
If only it could. The division needs to end.
The White House says President Trump intends to sign an order this week to extend the deadline for TikTok's Chinese owner to divest the video sharing app for another 90 days. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Where this will all go is still unclear. There hasn't been a winning bid for TikTok since the pressure campaign began. And in the meanwhile, this app has become one of the most influential social networks on the planet.
Trump has said he thinks China's president will ultimately approve a deal to divest TikTok's business in the U.S. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to keep their key interest rate unchanged today for the fourth straight time as they wrap up a two-day meeting. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Really what we're looking for from the Federal Reserve is how many interest rate cuts we're going to get this year. They're going to give updated economic projections and just where they see inflation in the labor market going.
In a revised estimate, the Congressional Budget Office says President Trump's tax and budget bill would increase deficits by $2.8 trillion over the next decade, $3.4 trillion if the full cost of federal borrowing is included. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Back to normal for the most part in Los Angeles.
The mayor just lifted the curfew, so we're back to regular hours.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
That bar owner had the news for his employees. The mayor imposed the 10 p.m. curfew last week after police clashed with anti-ICE protesters. President Trump called in the National Guard and 200 Marines. In New York, city official and Democratic candidate for mayor Brad Lander was arrested by agents at an immigration court after he linked arms with a man who was in the process of being detained.
We are normalizing family separation. We are normalizing due process rights violations. We are normalizing the destruction of constitutional democracy, and we're not going to stand by and let it happen.
After several hours, Lander was released. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from refusing to issue passports to transgender and non-binary people that reflect their gender identities. Overseas, a tragic chapter of Ireland's past is being unearthed at a former institution for unwed mothers.
Specialists in Ireland's County Galway have begun preparations for the excavation of what's believed to be a mass burial of newborns and toddlers up to 3 years of age at the site of one of the many now notorious mother and baby homes run by the Catholic Church. The remains were discovered 9 years ago, dumped in a disused sewage tank. Family members and survivors will be allowed to watch the work from a distance. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A woman known for her work in TV kitchens, a spiky hairdo, and outsized personality has died.
Anne Burrell was a fixture on the Food Network.
Oh my God, this is like Groundhog Day.
Best known as the longtime host of Worst Cooks in America, turning not-so-great cooks...
Your fish is under season, your caponata is under season.
...into better ones. She was on a number of other Food Network shows, most recently the competition series House of Knives. Chef Anne Burrell died at her home in Brooklyn at 55 years old. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
For the second straight year, the Florida Panthers have won hockey's Stanley Cup.
Alexander Barkov, let's do it again.
The ceremony after the Panthers beat the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to take the cup in six games. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thank you, Steve Kathan. It's 7:09 from News Radio WGNS. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're along with us this morning. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along as well. Right now, let's get a quick check of traffic and weather brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Showers and thunderstorms remain likely for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to around 72 and it will be breezy. Still breezy into Wednesday with areas of showers and storms. Partly sunny, we top out around 90. Showers and storms likely again for Wednesday night, falling back to around 71 with partly cloudy skies. For Juneteenth, we continue with showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 85 and breezy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll on News Radio WGNS.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good afternoon. Just about through with this rank southbound Briley Parkway at
Centennial Boulevard. It's still a mess trying to get south of Nashville down through Maury County into Marshall County. We had some wrecks down through there earlier on 65 going southbound. Again, that's still just limping along down through Maury County on 65 around the 35-mile marker, extra time south of Nashville. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back for the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. It is Wednesday morning. Woo-hoo! Hump Day edition of the crew. Glad you have decided to tune in wherever you might be listening, whether it be from our website, whether it be from the podcast, however you're finding us. Thanks for being a part of the Wake Up Crew. It is.
Don't forget the radio.
Well, that's true. Very true. 101.9, 100.5 AM, 1450. What else? It's June 18th. It's episode 1,681 of this Wake Up Crew program. 16 days until the 4th of July. Tomorrow is Juneteenth, and that's important for many reasons, but one of those, just to know that it's a federal holiday, and it's fairly new federal holiday, last number of years, and the fact that you'll find government offices closed and things of that nature and banks and such. So keep all of that in mind for your Thursday. Let's just go right into our song of the day, because I have some probably this and that. It's going to be kind of really different things, but a few little things to chat about. Yeah, that's probably this and that. But this is Anthony Perkins. John seemed very familiar with the song from Anthony Perkins. In 1957, this was a hit for him. And in fact, it hit number 24 on the U.S. charts that year. Now, Anthony Perkins, he was an actor in what, John? I'm not familiar with him.
He was in Psycho.
Okay.
That's why he's the titular Psycho.
That's why it's so amazing that he's singing this song. I didn't expect him to be a singer.
Me either. And it was a one-hit wonder for him.
Let's go on a moonlight swim, far away from the crowd, all alone upon the beach. Our lips and our arms close within each other's reach. We'll be.
So there's Moonlight Swim.
You know what song this sounds like, John?
I don't know.
This sounds like the song from Dr. No. You know, like the theme for that, the
mango and apple and banana tree or whatever.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Song is. That was on, took place in a beach too, didn't it? A lot of his headquarters or whatever.
Yeah, that was the theme for that movie. And that sounds, the little beat under that sounds like that song.
That was recorded earlier and was a hit too. That's an older song. Anthony Perkins did.
So. Yeah, that was 57.
Yeah.
For that one. Do you remember how cheap food was back in the 90s?
So long ago. I know bread was, well, 90s, no.
Yeah, 90s. I mean, think about the 90s. Well, think about this restaurant. It's not here anymore. Shoney's. Mm-hmm. But just listen to the delicate tones of Andy Griffith in this Shoney's commercial and listen to the price that you'll hear.
You love shrimp? Boy, I do. Right now, I love my little more because Shoney's is cooking up a great shrimp deal. Classic shrimp dinners starting at just $5.99. Choose lightly dusted shrimp, fried or stir-fried. Better yet, get twice the shrimp for only $3 more. Served with Shoney's soup, salad, and fruit bar. So sit yourself down at Shoney's for a classic American shrimp dinner. It'll be love at first bite.
$5.99?
I thought that was the buffet.
For shrimp.
I mean, they used to have that Friday night fish shrimp thing. But $5.99. Wow.
Now, a $3 upcharge?
Well, that was for everything, right? All you could eat.
Yeah, the soup and salad bar and all that. Yeah.
But that, yeah, salad bar, everything, $8.99. $8.99 for that. It's probably $20 now. Easy.
Oh, yeah, very easy.
Or something like
$18.99, that. $18.99, something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought prices were supposed to go down, but they haven't.
Yeah.
Gas has gotten a little cheaper, though.
Yeah, but I think it's supposed to go back up a little bit because of the Middle East conflict, too.
The president doesn't have any really control over the gas prices anyway. I mean,
no.
that's all, you know, other people.
Well, that is sending people to stores like this new store that's coming to Murfreesboro, America's Thrift Stores. Have you heard about this?
I heard about this, and it made me angry.
Oh,
it made
me
viscerally angry, and here's why.
Why, John or Dalton?
It's not a thrift store.
Okay.
But tell us about it first, because I don't know what it is, and then don't let Dalton comment. I don't know what it is.
Well, America's Thrift Store is moving into the space that was formerly occupied by Bargain Hunt or Roses, so that shopping center really needed it.
Something. Yeah.
Okay. So that's where it's going. It's a chain offering a cleaner, more organized alternative to traditional thrift stores. Let's see. 40 categories of women's clothing, 30 for men, 40 for kids, sorted by size. In addition to the clothing, they will have dedicated areas to home decor, picture frames, toys, electronics, workout equipment, and more. Unlike traditional secondhand stores, the layout, cleanliness and simplicity, blah, blah, blah. That's pretty much what I know about it. Now,
So is that where Roses used to be?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Isn't that where Bargain Hunt was?
Yeah.
And part of where
I didn't
Roses
know Bargain Hunt had gone out of business.
It has.
That was recent. Like, they moved in that building quick.
Yeah.
And Bargain Hunt was there for a long, long time. I mean,
it was. Yeah. All the Bargain Hunts went out, I think.
Yeah. Well, they needed something because that place is about empty.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was the
City
thought.
Trends is still over there, and it's a pretty popular store. I've heard it's similar. It's an overstock store. They've, you know, they get all their stuff and then they sell it for cheaper because it's overstock. I've been in
it's nice.
They've got clothes.
Let me hear your reasoning now, Dalton.
Well, it's not like a Goodwill where people go and they drop their stuff off and then they sell it at the store. They get stuff that is donated, but a lot of their inventory is overstock. So it's clothes that were returned. It's that kind of stuff goes into this store. So it's really just another Bargain Hunt, but they call themselves American Thrift. And so I was expecting like a big thrift store to come in, like a Goodwill or something, which I like to hunt the Goodwill sales and that kind of stuff. And so I was just a little disappointed when I heard what kind of store it was.
Well, America's Thrift Store coming soon to Murfreesboro. Here's some sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is getting underway at Florida. The Panthers lead Edmonton 3-2. A Game 7 of the series would be Friday at Edmonton. The Olympic hockey schedule was released for next February in Italy. It'll be the first Winter Games with NHL players since 2014. There will be 12 teams. NBA Finals Game 6 will be Thursday at Indiana. Oklahoma City leads the series 3-2. Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton reportedly has a strained calf. He shot over for 6 from the floor in last night's loss, playing 34 minutes. 6 WNBA games tonight. A college baseball's World Series. UCLA against Arkansas in an elimination game. Louisville did eliminate Oregon State 7-6 with a run in the bottom of the ninth. They're underway in the major leagues at Atlanta after an hour's rain delay at the start. The Braves are hosting the New York Mets, who are 45-27.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all. Illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The food's delicious at Adam's Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adam's Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there are just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:22. Wake Up Crew continues here on News Radio, WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And hello again, everybody. Welcome to Random Questions. We'll be asking these two guys all kinds of little interesting questions. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Our first contestant is Dalton Barrett. Tell us where you're from, Dalton. No, just that's what they do in game shows. And what do you do? Okay. All right, that wasn't funny. Okay, nobody cared. What's the scariest storm you've been in, fellas?
I don't know if it was necessarily the scariest for me. I don't, you know, I was like 9 or 10, but the Good Friday tornadoes, of course, always talked about. They always get brought up. People remember them because they were rough here. So that's probably what I'd go with.
Yeah, your sister said you tried to smother her in the bathroom, in the tub.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure I tried to
shower.
I'm sure she was getting on my nerves or something.
Probably. There was a storm when I was a kid. I can't remember how old I was, 10, 11. My dad didn't care the first thing about a storm. He would go out on the front porch. But apparently there was a tornado nearby. And then the lights went out in the house, and so it was dark. So on the front porch, I went out to be very close to where he was. And he could have been telling me a story, but he says, there's the tornado right there. And I got scared. But yeah, I don't know that it was.
That would do it. The scariest moment I had was driving back from Atlanta with you in the front seat of the car, going through all those tornadoes that were spinning through by us, the one that hit Nashville.
1998.
You look out your passenger door and you just see a cow flying past the window.
I mean, it was so dark going up, and Mount Eagle Mountain was the scariest.
Yeah.
Especially when one of our drivers said, I'm not driving anymore. I said, well, pull over and let me get out there and drive. Brian, you get in the front seat. We were kind of like Spock and, you know.
Captain Kirk,
yeah. Yeah. When was the last time you screamed out loud and why?
I don't know. It's been a while.
It had to be something like scared you or frightened you or stunned.
Oh, yeah. If we're counting scared, then yeah, probably like this morning, maybe. I think I stood up to open the door to my office and Megan was standing outside of the door, like walking somewhere else and scared me.
Well, I hate that when somebody just pops up and you're not expecting them.
That happens to me all the time here. So if I'm waiting on a guest, because there's usually not anyone here, and it happened last Friday, John Mitchell. And I let him in the door, but I was talking and doing other stuff, had the headphones on, and I turn around and there he was. And I went,
I love doing that to him just because I can get in the door without him having to let me in the door. And then I'll just stand and wait on him. Yeah.
Scary.
What task would you least like to have to do alone?
So I used to be a janitor on the church's facilities team, and sometimes I would do the afternoon shift, which you do by yourself, and cleaning is miserable by yourself. But when you're doing it with other people, it's pretty fun. But when you're by yourself, it is brutal.
I would never like to do sports without you, John.
Get used to it. It's coming. I'm just kidding. Have you visited a national park?
Yes.
I've been to the Great Smoky Mountains.
Oh, good.
And, of course, I've been to the Stones River National Battlefield.
Yeah. You? Both places. I was the reason that he went to those places. He really enjoyed them. Huh.
When did you first feel like a grown-up, and what were you doing?
I still don't know that I feel like a grown-up, except for certain things. Buying a car always makes you feel grown. Taxes, filing your taxes makes you feel grown. But for the most part, I don't know that, like, in my soul, I feel like a grown-up.
That you may never get rid of that, really.
Yeah.
For me, I think it was moving out of the place that I had called home all of my life.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, this is really adulthood.
If you could customize your car, what would you add?
Oh, boy.
Let me put it this way to Dalton, that you haven't already added.
Next on my list, I've got a couple more things I want to do. I need to get new wheels. I want to put a hood stamp on my hood, so it's like a black stamp on it, and I want to vinyl wrap the roof of my truck to make it black.
All right, here we go. Final question. Do you believe that no one is indispensable in the workplace?
I believe everyone is replaceable. And I don't mean that for, like, employees. Like, you know, I mean, like, as an employee, know that you are replaceable. Don't feel like everything stops with you. There are people who can do it.
That's kind of like a motto there. That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
You, Brian?
Opposite. No, I don't know.
All right. One quick one. We got 15 seconds. Have you ever slept in a sleeping bag?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
Brian?
Yeah, those are fun times, sleeping in a
sleeping
bag.
They're warm, aren't they? They really are warm.
Uncanny how warm they can be.
And that's a look at random questions. Join us again next week.
All right, we're here on the Wake Up Crew, 101.9 100.5 WGNS, WGNSradio.com.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep
Bridgestone affiliated retailer credit card.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, Wednesday morning. Glad you're with us here, Wake Up Crew, from News Radio, WGNS.
And a pretty good list of birthdays today. Eric Smith, Regina Brewer, Deborah Woodard, Debbie Crumley, Lee McKenzie Tidwell, Marilyn Patterson, and Roy Hudson, and, of course, Coach Troy Bond. Happy birthday from the Big G.
And we need a couple more in for us, so go ahead and get those in. 615-893-1450. The phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig coming up here on the air around 8 a.m.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Well, first up, a check of weather. Then Commander Chuck with traffic. And Dalton's got a local news check. It's 7:31.
Showers and thunderstorms remain likely for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to around 72 and it will be breezy. Still breezy into Wednesday with areas of showers and storms. Partly sunny, we top out around 90. Showers and storms likely again for Wednesday night, falling back to around 71 with partly cloudy skies. For Juneteenth, we continue with showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 85 and breezy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll on News Radio WGNS.
Good afternoon. Just about through with this wreck southbound Briley Parkway at Centennial Boulevard. It's still a mess trying to get south of Nashville down through Murray County into Marshall County. We had some wrecks down through there earlier on 65 going southbound. Again, that's still just limping along down through Murray County on 65 around the 35-mile marker. Extra time south of Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro is gearing up for a meaningful and festive celebration as the Parks and Recreation Department hosts its annual Juneteenth event on Saturday, June 21st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Bradley Academy Museum and Cultural Center. The day-long event on South Academy Street will feature over 75 vendors, live music, food trucks, face painting, cultural activities, and community storytelling. Shayla Mayo, a facility coordinator, emphasized the inclusive and enriching nature of the event. Opening remarks will be delivered by Dr. Aaron Treadwell of MTSU, with performances by artists like Tamane Robinson, DJ Smooth, Ashley Mushamba, and Movement 4.0, scheduled across two stages. Juneteenth, which commemorates the emancipation of enslaved African Americans, will be celebrated with historical significance at Bradley Academy. Originally built in 1806 and later reopened in the 1800s to serve the African American community, facility coordinator Voschelle Stembridge shared insights on the school's complex history, including segregation-era challenges such as students walking long distances and disproportionate class sizes. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, Tennessee, police are searching for a so-called porch pirate who snatched a package from a home in the Woodbridge Glen neighborhood on June the 3rd. The suspect, lacking the flair of a true buccaneer, managed a quick grab-and-go that has authorities asking for public help. Tips can be reported to 615-444-2323. Residents are reminded to deter package theft by using tracking alerts, requesting discreet drop-off spots, and securing deliveries with lockboxes or neighborhood assistance. That's all for now. For more local news, check out our website. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Sometimes as we get older, we seem to disappear from society. If you want to live in an atmosphere where people care about you and they work to make sure that you are happy, when you walk into the Villages of Murfreesboro, you sense a happy place, I think.
This is Shanda McDaniel at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time on The Wake Up Crew, 7:35. And right now, it is time to play another rousing game of Family Feud. And today on The Feud, we're going to be playing against Cairo. And here's our first question. Gentlemen, round one. Name something the Christmas spirit makes you feel like doing.
Shopping.
Number one
answer. Caroling.
Like that? Singing? Caroling? Number two answer.
Your turn.
Get together with family?
Eating.
Oh, eating. That's a good one.
Eating is a good one. See family. Did not make the list.
Go to church.
That's a good answer, John.
Nope. Ooh. Not good enough.
Giving?
Christmas trees.
What kind of gifts? Decorate.
Decorate.
Yeah.
I'm going to say giving. Okay. What could this last answer be?
Well, we're about to find out here. And the number three answer on the board, dancing, partying.
Partying, yeah, Christmas parties.
Yeah.
I would have thought getting together with family would have counted for that. But
wait a minute, I don't like Cairo. He's pretty good. So. Yeah. Cairo's pretty good.
Only 15 points ahead. Here's round two and the question. Double points, too, by the way. Name something that might take a dive.
Swimmer?
Well, swimmer.
A fish?
Sure. Ooh, two quick strikes. Birds dive, right? I don't know about that.
What do you take a dive? A boxer takes a dive when he wants to lose on purpose, but I don't say that yet.
Ooh, it's there.
It was on there. Boxer.
Skydiver?
Ooh, good answer. Good answer, John.
No, that's not a good answer.
Already guessed it, apparently.
Okay.
Planes dive, right?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Stock market.
The stock market.
Cairo must have gotten
that
one.
Never guessed that in a million years.
Boy.
Cairo's ahead.
We're trailing.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Triple points. Here's the question. Name a kind of place where you hate to be seated next to a screaming baby.
Airplane.
Movie theater?
Yeah. What about church?
Okay. Bus?
Yeah. Transportation things. What about when you go to the doctor? You're sick and there's a screaming baby at the doctor?
Yeah.
Hospital. Okay. Screaming, one more.
Screaming baby.
When you're eating at a restaurant.
Yeah. Good one.
Cleared the board.
Get it, Cairo.
Perfect.
Get out of Dodge, Cairo, baby.
Yeah, let's move on.
We nailed it. When things at the very worst, we pulled it out.
Fast money time. Name something you refrigerate that you should thank a cow for.
Milk.
Name an animal that comes in different colors. Zebra.
Cat.
Name something about Abraham Lincoln that was long.
Beard.
Hat. Beard.
Tell me a gift your company might give you when you retire.
Watch. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Gold watch.
And name a place where you see people with wet hair. Pool.
A pool.
All right. Let's see how we did here real quick. Number one answer, milk. Yes. Cat, different colors. Dog was the number one. Beard for Abraham Lincoln. That's the number one answer. Watch when you retire. Another number one answer in the pool, wet hair. Yet another number one answer.
We're amazing.
Rocked it here on The Feud from WGNS.
dozens of vendors. One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Everyday life, never take it for granted.
Visit HolyHillChapelTN.org to hear our podcast.
It's a blessing.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing experts.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, wrapping up the Wake Up Crew this morning. It's Wednesday, making way for Swap and Chop Action Line Roundtable and Rutherford Issues. Then we'll have Rick Burgess along for a few hours, and then Dave Ramsey. Then we kick off your afternoons with Financial Coaching Radio, All That's News with Matt Lane, and then Sports Talk, all here on WGNS. But we say good morning to Randy Weiler, our good neighbor of the day today, for helping with a task that he could tackle, only he could tackle, and he did it really fast. So Randy Weiler is today's Good Neighbor of the Day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS, the good neighbor today, and you could have the good neighbor tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow, but very soon. How do you do that? Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two ways you can get in your good neighbor nominations to us. And once you click submit on that web form that we send you, if you text neighbor or you go to, when you go to the website, it's here. It's in my inbox, and we'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up here on News Radio WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Today, unfortunately, the last day of Daryl's jokes.
Yeah, we got to go back to you now.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that the worst?
Yeah. What do you call a hippie's wife?
I'm not sure.
Mississippi.
Oh!
Replay.
Man, knocked it out of the park, Daryl.
In my opinion, his best joke of his run here.
Probably was.
Uh-huh. It's better if you say it in like a country accent, too. Mrs. Hippie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. You did a great job.
I thought it was very good, John. Very good. The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Now, they have United Communications. That's their internet company. Award-winning fiber internet and phone service all across Middle Tennessee. If you want to find out more about it, mte.com/internet. That's mte.com/internet. So what have we learned on today's Wake Up Crew?
Well, we talked about album covers, and Dalton did a really good job of going over some of the top album covers of all time.
But they don't make albums anymore, so why are there album covers?
No, they still make covers. Did you not listen to him when he was talking earlier?
I did. I was just trying to ask it as if maybe I could get an answer so those who weren't with us, since it's what we learned.
They do still make albums. Okay. They're just not on vinyl anymore. And, you know, now if you're listening on your phone or on your computer or in your car or whatever, you're going to see that album cover pop up. And you know, I think it's just as important as ever.
Now, what prompted that conversation? It's about it's going to be a Grammy category now?
Yeah, it's going to be a Grammy category. Best album.
A Grammagory, as it were.
We talked about America's Thrift Stores.
Yes.
A little bit controversial about the name thrift in it, but
that's Grammy. Just me.
Overrun items.
I think that's a good word for it, maybe.
Yeah. Did anybody else do anything research on this except me? Random questions. Yeah. And Family Feud, which
was a great round.
The greatest round. We thought it was the greatest round ever, Dalton.
It was.
Turned out there's a controversy.
Yes. Someone, a member of the Wake Up Crew, who, you know, you could probably use process of elimination to figure out who, but I'm not going to name who.
Wasn't me.
Was cheating and looking up answers to the Family Feud questions as the game was going on. Here's the biggest problem. I was so confident in our performance that I was getting ready to enroll us in an actual game of Family Feud until I found out that we were cheating, and now I've lost that confidence.
I just thought he had a good round, but no, that wasn't the case. So no. He's been suspended. You've been suspended for 30 days.
For being a liar.
I'm not sure.
You cannot play Family Feud for 30 days.
Well, who gave you that power?
Well, we have.